Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
And once again, I thank you very kindly, Morphicity Recording, for such an illustrious and elongated intro. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who's always tenacious and audacious in this football recruiting game involved in the Central Texas area. That's right, the whole entire 600-mile radius of Central Texas. Yours truly is always on the scoop. Whether we're live on the air or blogging, we're always trying to give you the complete facts on what's going on in Central Texas football recruiting. As usual, the weather is always changing each and every day, but needless to say, it is a blessing, but we are getting some sunny weather. It's springtime, the air is smelling a lot fresher, and hey, whew, man, you cannot help but to love life. With that being said, I like to encourage you all out there, make sure you stay hydrated. Do your best to go all out to stay hydrated. Again, we want all of us out here living healthy. I myself am committed to the cause for healthy living. Whew. Tonight, we have a special guest, our number one inside linebacker prospect from Maynard High School, a young man who's been colliding and colliding and colliding ever since he's been on the varsity with ball carriers or any opponents that he goes against, Mr. Adrian Hunter, again from Maynard High School, just right outside of Austin, what we call the 290 East geographical area of Central Texas. It's going to be a great combo indeed, but we want the rest of the world to get to know this young man as well, as far as what's going on with him on and off the field, as it relates to football, that is. Again, it's springtime, and yesterday we began the spring evaluation period. So what this means to all you prospects and parents out there that are listening, or fans in general, is that college football coaches can now get out on the road and evaluate the top underclassmen in hopes of recruiting the best of the best. So again, prospects, from yesterday, April 15th, all the way to the end of May, college coaches can be on the roads, stopping by, talking with your high school coaches, watching film on you, getting access to your transcripts. And for any high school juniors or class of 2016 prospects, just as the young man that we have on tonight, when you're conversing with college coaches, always give the best first impression. First impressions are lasting impressions. Yes, sir, no, sir, or I don't know, sir. Those are the best answers to give where you can completely gain someone's respect. If you haven't done so already, our listeners out there, make sure you follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop, at TA Scouting Scoop, or send us a friend request on Facebook, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. That's three words, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. Remember, also, go on our website and get your and order your copy of our Winter Honors edition of our Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine. Our website, tascoutandscoop.com, click on Scouting Magazine, and go ahead and order your copy, and we'll make sure that we get that to you in a timely manner. This is basically celebrating everyone that made our district, my personal All-Central Texas team, and All-State, along with all of our seniors that signed scholarships to go to college. Of course, I'm always very honored to put such a piece of work together, but it's definitely informative and very exciting for those of you all out there who wish to subscribe. We're going to take a short commercial break, then we're going to be back with our guest of the evening, Mr. Adrian Hunter. So stay tuned.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know the big boys on the motor mile. Tax season is here, and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, where we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter Toyota on the motor mile, Waco, Texas, 662-6644.
All right, folks, we're back. Yes, tax season just basically ended. So if you're out there and you need a good running and durable vehicle, check out Jeff Hunter Toyota, located in Waco, Texas, or what we call the heart of Texas as it relates to Central Texas. All right, I'd like to welcome our guest for this evening. Young man, very delightful young man, very outstanding. He's not delightful on the field at all, but nonetheless, I'm very impressed with his character off the field. Mr. Adrian Hunter from Maynard High School. Adrian, how you doing this evening?
Good, good. How about yourself, T.A.?
Hey, man. Hey, you hear it in my voice. I'm excited, man. It's the spring evaluation period, and I'm telling you, I am grinding hard every day trying to make sure that you guys get your due exposure from all these college coaches throughout these United States of America.
Yes, sir.
All right, Adrian. You attend and play linebacker for Maynard High School, a school that on the field puts its share of Division I talent in college, or puts on the field its share of Division I talent, I should say. What is this thing called Wham Nation that I keep hearing everybody talk about? And also, what does it mean to you to attend Maynard High School?
First off, I'd like to thank God, because without him, there is no way, and none of the opportunities I'm being blessed with would be blessing me.
Well said.
And I'm glad you asked that question, because I get asked that question often. Wham Nation means to me a family of brothers and sisters that come together and strive to be the best they can be in the class and on the field, attacking any obstacle in life. But as far as the national definition, Wham Nation stands for We Are Maynard Mustang.
Okay. All right, then. We Are Maynard Mustangs. Wham Nation. All y'all out there that have been wondering, just like myself, what that means, hey, now you know. All right, Wham Nation. Okay. Next question. We Are Maynard Mustangs. Okay. So, what are the Maynard Mustangs' plans for this upcoming season? I mean, hey, this past season, I know you guys made the playoffs. You had a good season. People like myself, you know, we were expecting, you know, you guys to make a much deeper run. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But nonetheless, you all still got in the postseason. What are the Mustangs' plans for this upcoming season?
Our plans for this season are, well, they started the day we lost our playoff game. We've just been focused mentally and physically on winning one of the hardest districts the next year, which is 17-5A. And we also plan on marching through the playoffs and winning the state championship.
Man. Yeah. Okay. Hey, now, before I kind of, you know, give you some food for thought, go ahead and tell us, are there any teammates that you want to mention that we all need to be aware of, you know, since you guys are, you know, talking about winning district and winning state? Go ahead and tell us who else, aside from Adrian Hunter, is on the team that we all should be listening and looking out for.
Yes, sir. I like to mention defensive end Carlos Chester, wide receiver L.D. Brooks, cornerback Eric Brunton, and linebacker Xavier Zamora, and also another wide receiver, Kevin Waits. And last, I'd like to mention Jalen Bailey, wide receiver.
I'm sorry, say that last name again.
Jalen Bailey.
Jalen Bailey, okay. All right then. Okay. Web Nation, trying to bring it, or planning on bringing it, I should say. Okay, so you've heard the list or the cast of players that Adrian Hunter's talking about. Now, Adrian, I'm telling you, you know, I grew up in the inner city, so, you know, trash talking has, you know, always, you know, it's had a little bit to do with my persona over these years that I've been blessed to walk this earth. Now, with that being said, hey man, I've had two guys from Temple on my show, and they're talking about they're gonna win district. Now, there's a possibility that a team can tie for district, but do you have anything to say against that though?
I just wish them the best. Hope they have a good season. I really don't do too much talking. We just gonna play.
Okay, I respect that. I respect that, and we're gonna talk about your style of play and your persona off the field as we progress in this show. Now, without grades, you can't play football in the high school or college level. So why don't you go ahead and tell us, what is your grade point average? And what does it mean to you to have high academics?
My current GPA is a 3.3. And academics, it means everything to have a high academics, because without it, you don't have football or a future with a well-paying job. And I know football is just a temporary thing, you know. So you need that education to keep being successful in life.
Right.
So.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
As my academic, my academic goals are very above average.
Well said, young man. Well said. And I definitely appreciate you taking the academic focus in school, because, man, I come across so many seniors every year that always wish that they had taken the classroom seriously, because they always are getting approached by a specific school or a certain number of schools that they can't attend just because they didn't refrain from being lazy in the classroom. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break. Then we're going to be back to talk some more with Adrian Hunter from Maynard High School, 2016, number one inside linebacker prospect.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, Toastmasters, for all of our adults out there, make sure you check out Toastmasters in the city near you. Hey, believe me, I would not be able to host this radio show and also be able to give public speaking engagements if it wasn't for the blessing of an organization like Toastmasters. All right, we're back. The number one inside linebacker prospect, Adrian Hunter, Maynard High School. Adrian, what is your height, weight, and your 40 time?
My height, I'm 6 foot. I weigh 230. And my current 40 time is a 4.72.
All right. 6 foot, 230, 4.72. For all our listeners out there, that's pretty good size. That means he's a guy, of course, that looks the part of an inside linebacker, very stocky, gets to the ball fast, makes sure he puts the ball carriers on their backs, and a guy that does not mind colliding with offensive linemen that are much bigger than him as well. As a matter of fact, you went against our past offensive lineman of the year, Mitchell Watanabe from San Antonio Brennan. So how was that experience?
That was actually fun. It was good to go against a good talent a good tackle guard like him. You know, we battled the whole game, so we had fun doing it.
Yes, and I heard it was a great battle indeed. All right.
Yes, sir.
You are number one inside linebacker prospect for the class of 2016 based on our spring rankings. How has recruiting been going for you thus far, and have you received any offers?
Recruiting has been going great so far. I visited a couple of colleges this spring, such as UTSA and U of H. And no, sir, I don't have no offers yet.
Okay. No offers. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I plan on taking a few more trips to, I was going to try to visit North Texas and try to make my way back to Mississippi State.
Okay. You said Mississippi State, you said North Texas. What other schools have you visited or that you are actually interested in, you know, possibly attending?
I'm also interested in Louisiana Lafayette, SMU, San Diego State, Oklahoma State, and University of Utah.
Okay. Now let me ask you, have you received, you know, mutual interest from these schools as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good stuff. And the thing, Adrian, that I want you to keep in mind is that keep your head up no matter what. I appreciate your humility off the field, although, you know, you play like a Tasmanian devil on the field, you know, because I really think you have like a kamikaze mentality when you're on the field. You know what I'm saying? You really just don't care about your body, which is a good trait for any linebacker or defender to have. Okay? But one thing I will say, young man, keep your head up and keep your head down, meaning that, hey, remain confident, but also, you know, remain humble. You know, nothing wrong with being humble, but just keep doing what you're doing. Believe me, you're going to get your first offer at some point. Now, I don't do the name it and claim it thing, but I just feel very confident that it's going to happen for you, okay? Just keep doing what you're doing and always, you know, strive to get better at whatever you're doing. Now, since we're talking about recruiting, when you see other linebackers that are getting more recruiting attention, and a lot of times it's based on what I call the T-shirt warrior events, the events that unfortunately recruiting has taken a turn for ranking and rating guys based on what they do in the T-shirt and shorts, and that's not my thing. You know, of course, I love evaluating film. When you see these other linebackers getting more recruiting attention than in my opinion, than they deserve, not all but some, and, of course, they're getting more attention than yourself, that you know that you probably outperform on film, you know, how do you handle being slighted like that?
You know, I handle it well. I just use it as fuel, really, and just keep working on the little things I need to improve my game. And as far as the attention, it's really not what I'm after. I'm really after that degree, you know, because that's what's going to be.
All right, man. All right. Hey, but since you're all about those books and using football as a tool, of course, and I definitely like that, man, because you rarely hear youngsters say that nowadays, but what do you want to study in college? I mean, what do you want your degree to be in as far as what you want to do after football is over?
I've been talking about it with my coaches lately. You know, my coach, Coach Mitchell, is my position coach. And I really like teaching people, let them learn the basics for football. So I think I'll keep pursuing coaching.
Okay. Outstanding. And trust me, man, we always need good coaches, great coaches, outstanding coaches. Because, I mean, as you get older, you're going to see that the younger generation, man, they're going to be so much different from what you were. Okay, so they need somebody to understand them, you know, as you're coming up. So, and as people like myself, you know, continue to get older or whatever. But again, we need those great coaches. Now, if you or any of our listeners are looking online at the online version of this radio show, of this radio broadcast, you know, I have a picture of you wearing your Brooks Brothers suit. So I was assuming that you were, you know, looking at going to Wall Street. I mean, you look like you're preparing yourself for Wall Street. So that's why I asked you. but anyway, young man, hey, be the best coach that you can be. be the best student that you can be, and definitely be the best linebacker that you can be. We're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, then we're going to come back and wrap it up with our guest this evening, Adrian Hunter. So stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stan Sleater Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right. Yes, the Inspire Hair Design, located in Killeen, Texas. Go ahead and see Ms. D and their crew, and they will keep you looking beautiful and even more confident after you leave there. All right. Adrian Hunter, Central Texas 2016 top inside linebacker prospect. Adrian, okay. Now, before we got on the show, you said that you basically were working out. So what does your workout regimen consist of outside of your team's off-season program? And do you use a personal trainer? And if so, whom?
Yes, I work out with Coach Greg Padgett and my father, Terrence Hunter, with the Future All-Stars. And
okay.
We do that four times out of the week. Yeah. And so yeah, we just stay competing every day, push each other.
Hold on.
We work out.
Y'all do that. Yes, y'all do that four times a week, and you still able to maintain those grades?
Yes, sir. Got to.
Outstanding. Outstanding. College coaches, if you're out there listening, this is the guy that you want on your team, okay? This is the guy that you want to sign. He's putting in extra work, trying to get better, working with that chip on his shoulder, and he's still able to maintain outstanding academics. I tell you. Man, that's very hard to come by in today's society. Okay. And Coach Greg Patchen and his crew over there, they do an outstanding job out there with Future All-Stars, FAS, if you frequently see it, Facebook, hashtag FAS. Look it up, and you'll definitely see some of the good things that those guys are doing with those youngsters out there, such as Adrian Hunter. Now, Adrian, man, do you have any last comments that you want the listeners to know about you and your teammates before spring ball starts and also the upcoming season that we just, something that you just feel we just got to know?
Yes, to all the listeners, I like to say just stay tuned for Wham's upcoming season because we plan on doing big things and support our community and family. And I like to give thanks to my head coach, Sad Jackson, and my position coach, Jay Mitchell, and the rest of our coaching staff that is doing a great job right now, pushing us every day to be the best we can be in and off the field. You know, and thanks to you, and thank you, too, for allowing me to be on your radio show.
Not a problem, young man, not a problem. Again, I appreciate your humility, and I appreciate man, your tenacity on the field. You know, I'm the only one supposed to be tenacious and audacious, but you show T.A. in you, well, I should say you show Adrian Hunter in you, but you have that T.A. in you, I should say, tenacious and audacious, that is. But, you know, when you're on the field. But I definitely wish you endless success, Adrian. Hey, man, be a strong leader for your team. You know, I don't necessarily always buy into the rah-rah-rah, you know, guy, but if that's your style, hey, do your thing, but lead by example because you never know what youngsters that see you that need to be able to emulate what it is that you do on the field so that they may keep that tradition going with Wham Nation. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard the young man, Adrian Hunter, Manor High School, 2016, number one inside linebacker prospect here in the Central Texas area. That's the whole 600-mile radius. This guy is our current number one inside linebacker prospect. Immediately after this broadcast, you can see Adrian's bio and his highlights on our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, and you'll see Adrian on there among our first posts on our blog. We just posted it, so make sure you check it out. Also, get your magazine, get your winter magazine, 2015 Winter Honors Magazine, celebrating all of our prospects that made all district, all state, my all Syntex team, and all of our seniors that signed. And also, make sure that you follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop and send us a friend request on Facebook, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. For Adrian Hunter and TA, this is TA wishing you all endless safety. Again, make sure you stay hydrated. And always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area. Y'all be blessed, and we'll see you later. Take care.